32. The Baha'is must work with heart and soul to bring about a better condition in the world. November 19th. How joyful it is to see such a meeting as this, for it is in truth a gathering together of heavenly men. We are all united in one divine purpose. No material motive is ours, and our dearest wish is to spread the love of God throughout the world. We work and pray for the unity of mankind, that all the races of the earth may become one race, all the countries one country, and that all hearts may beat as one heart, working together for perfect unity and brotherhood. Praise be to God that our efforts are sincere and that our hearts are turned to the kingdom. Our greatest longing is that truth may be established in the world, and in this hope we draw near to one another in love and affection. Each and all are wholehearted and selfless, willing to sacrifice all personal ambition to the grand ideal towards which they strive, brotherly love and peace and union among men. Doubt not that God is with us, on our right hand and on our left, that day by day he will cause our numbers to increase, and that our meetings will grow in strength and usefulness. It is my dearest hope that you may all become a blessing to others, that you may give sight to the spiritually blind, hearing to the spiritually deaf, and life to those who are dead in sin. May you help those sunk in materiality to realize their divine sonship, and encourage them to arise and be worthy of their birthright, so that by your endeavor, the world of humanity may become the kingdom of God and of his elect. I thank God that we are at one in this grand ideal, that my longings are also yours, and that we work together in perfect unity. Today, upon the earth, one sees the sad spectacle of cruel war. Man slays his brother man for selfish gain and to enlarge his territories. For this ignoble ambition, hate has taken possession of his heart, and more blood is shed. Fresh battles are fought, the armies are increased. More cannon, more guns, more explosives of all kinds are sent out. So does bitterness and hate augment from day to day. But this assembly, thank God, longs only for peace and unity, and must work with heart and soul to bring about a better condition in the world. You who are the servants of God, fight against oppression, hate and discord, so that wars may cease and God's laws of peace and love may be established among men. Work, work with all your strength. Spread the cause of the kingdom among men. Teach the self-sufficient to turn humbly towards God, the sinful to sin no more, and await with glad expectation the coming of the kingdom. Love and obey your heavenly Father, and rest assured that divine help is yours. Verily I say unto you that you shall indeed conquer the world. Only have faith, patience, and courage. This is but the beginning, but surely you will succeed, for God is with you.